Now, in the same verses, it says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But those are not literal translations. The literal translation is, he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. And the consequence is, with his wounds we are, what? Healed. You see? I feel that you need to have that confirmed. Keep your finger in Isaiah 53. Turn to two passages of the New Testament. First of all, Matthew chapter 8. This is simply an accident of translation, that nearly all of the English translations do not translate those words with their very clear literal translation. Now, some other languages do. The Scandinavian languages use the normal pain, the normal words for sicknesses and pains. Luther's German translation uses Krankheit and Schmerz, which are the two words for sickness and pain. It's just an unfortunate accident. And I think millions of English-speaking Christians have been in some way deprived of a revelation of the physical aspect of the healing of Jesus. If you look now in Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17, this is the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus. When evening had come, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. What's he quoting? Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. See, Matthew was a Jew. He understood Hebrew, and also he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Peter is again quoting Isaiah 53. 1 Peter 2, 24. It's the middle of a sentence, but we won't let that disturb us. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that's the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes or wounds you were healed. The Greek verb for healing there is the standard Greek word for physical healing, from which comes the Greek word for a doctor, and it still has the same meaning in modern Greek today. So it's very clear, on the cross, Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and with his wounds, we are healed. He was the substitute. So, we'll do it now, the left hand and the right. I'll do it once, and then I invite you to do it with me. Jesus was wounded that we might be what? Healed. That's right. You don't have to be a theologian to understand that. All right? In fact, theologians probably find it difficult. Okay. You ready? Jesus was wounded that we might be healed. Okay. That's the first two aspects of the exchange. Number one, Jesus was punished that we might be forgiven. Number two, Jesus was wounded that we might be healed.